The USDA is sending nearly $4 million to the state. Agencies and groups like the Public Service Commission and Wisconsin Corn Growers are promising Wisconsin will install at least 100 new ethanol pumps near major fleets and travel corridors. But Emily Cassidy of the environmental group EWG asks a question.
Are we just installing blending stations so that we can produce more corn ethanol, or are we trying to make room for these greener biofuels?
Cassidy says making ethanol from switchgrass or corn stalks and leaves would reduce carbon emissions linked to climate change. Her group is asking Congress to eliminate a mandate for adding more corn ethanol to gasoline and accelerate development of other biofuels. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.